My brothers and sisters, in this year of mercy, we come and we see everything really in the light of that mercy. I can tell you that over the last several months, as we've been moving through this year of mercy, as I've been listening to the prayers at Mass, the readings, the liturgy of the hours that the priests have to pray every day, it's so full of mercy, and I didn't have the eyes to see before. But it's popping out, mercy here, mercy there. All that God does for us is mercy. And today, as we celebrate Holy Thursday, we celebrate and remember three things. We remember the institution of the priesthood, the institution of the Eucharist, and Jesus' command, as it's called, the mandatum, the mandate for the disciples to wash one another's feet, this mandate to service. And I see in this, with new eyes, the mercy of Almighty God. That Almighty God instituted the gift of the Eucharist, that He is here. Did you hear that psalm that we sang? Our blessing cup is a communion with the blood of Christ. God truly present. What we do is no symbol, but are united with the blood of Christ. That blood of Christ which went to the cross so that we could have eternal life. That blood that was poured out to wash us clean. And the amazing and beautiful thing is, one drop of blood from that agony in the garden would have been enough to wash us. For it has infinite power, infinite majesty. So He went to the cross not just to wash us of our sins, but in His mercy to show us how much He loves us. That God will not hold anything back. That He will go for our sake. So we can't say, well, God didn't know what I suffer. But He went for everything. And now when we receive the Eucharist, we receive that whole mystery. Every time we come to communion, we have communion in the blood of Christ, where we are united with the very heart of God. Not in symbol, not in ritual, but in truth. God's presence here. As St. John Vianney said, in one of his homilies, in reference to the Eucharist, He is here. He is here. He is here. I was told that was his whole homily. I tend to go on a little bit longer. But this is real. God gives us the Eucharist so that we can get so close to Him. Not just our souls in prayer, although the Eucharist does affect that, but our bodies too. Our bodies, which are the revelation of the invisible reality, our bodies bring forth a union with God. And this is mercy. That God would love us so much, He wants to draw us to Himself. Do we recognize the mercy of Almighty God? That He didn't stay distant, but that He came, and not only came, but united Himself with bread, washing that bread away so that only He would be present, but still hidden, so that we wouldn't be afraid to approach Him. So that we could say, yes, my God, I can come to You under this form. And the institution of the priesthood was given so that we could have that Eucharist. Jesus picked, well, let's be honest, the 12 men who were the first ones He picked, not the best of the best. We look and we see one betrayed Him, another denied Him, not once, not twice, but thrice. And then the others, they all just abandoned Him. These were not the best of the best. These were not the cream of the crop. And he chose them anyways. And I think God likes to do that. He likes to choose the weakest, the frailest, so that we can see that when God is acting, has nothing to do with the minister, but only God's grace. But so he chooses to give us the priesthood so that we can have the Eucharist, so that we can have the sacrament, so that his mercy can be poured out upon us, so that we can hear with our own ears, not just words from the scripture that says, you know, rise and walk, your sins are forgiven, but that we can hear it here and now today in the Mass. Or rather, sorry, not in the Mass, but in confession, I absolve you of your sins. That we can hear God's mercy. That we can have the priest to come and show us this is the body of Christ. This gift of the priesthood, which we all need to come to receive the grace and mercy of God. As I've said before, especially in reference to confession, I need priests too, not just my own priesthood. I need other priests, because I can't go into the mirror and say, I absolve me of my sins. I have to do just what all of you have to do for your sins to be forgiven. I have to go and go to confession as well. Believe me, you can go behind the screen. The priests all know me. There's no hiding. Oh, who is that? Oh, Vaughn. Okay. This mercy of Almighty God that He gives us men among us to be able to bring the mysteries of God before us here and now, every day.